most of the challenges, other than the obvious one, which is language, you need to communicate, and communicating in different languages can be very difficult. But it all comes around cultural competency, and that's on the patient side, their ability to understand what a prescription is and how do you do a refill and what's the importance of a mammography. But there's cultural competency on the provider side of how do you deal with someone that comes from a completely different culture that you know nothing about, that perhaps has a different set of values than you and looks at healthcare through a different set of lenses.
I understand that at this point, virtually every refugee that enters into Rochester gets assigned a primary care provider, and that in itself must be pretty unusual.
It is, and I think Rochester is the only place in the country that has managed to do that. You know, we have capacity at Rochester General. Certainly the staff were more than happy to pick up this very unique mission. And so we came into an agreement with the resettlement agency that they would just give us the name list of every refugee that arrived. We have staff that gets them set up for their first appointment. We make sure there's an interpreter there. And for quite some time now, we've managed to get every single one into a primary care provider, which is so important because in other cities where they don't have this type of system, often they'll be here for years without getting connected to a provider, which can lead them to go to an emergency room and after-hour visits and to end up in the hospital for conditions that could routinely just be taken care of in a practice if they got connected with someone.
And you've actually gone a step further at Rochester General, hiring 8 previously resettled refugees as peer counselors. So they meet with new refugees as they arrive here in Rochester and help them really understand the issues that are before them and how to navigate this system, which could, I imagine, be pretty overwhelming to someone in a new country.
We have. With healthcare reform, there's a lot of emphasis on patient navigation and care coordination. We were able to work with a foundation downstate to say, look, we want to take a unique spin on this. We want to take an actual resettled refugee that's already walked in those shoes and understands this, give them some enhanced medical skills, and have them work with the community out in the community, helping them assimilate a little bit better and normalize a little bit more. And we've been doing this for a couple of years now, and it's been very successful. The primary care providers love it because they have an extra set of eyes and ears out in the community that are employed by Rochester General that can communicate with the clinic staff and with the doctor.
Do you know how many refugees you're seeing locally here a year?
It averages about 700 to 800 a year, and it's been that way for quite some time. Ballpark figure, there's about 15,000 to 20,000 now living in the city of Rochester.
And you're saying that all of these refugees that do enter the city of Rochester are coming through this agreement, coming through the Rochester General program?
They have been since 2008. There's Jordan Health Center and University of Rochester had been doing some work previously, and there's other private practices that that take care of them. But since 2008, we've set up a path where they can all come into Rochester General.